Hello. Hi, this is Craig Stepp, and this is Look What I Found for August 18th, 2013. This is episode, 54 now? Does it really matter what episode it is as long as I just put a show out there? Probably not. But anyway, it was going to be a lazy day, but turns out it was not. The timing belt, or the serpentine belt, or whatever I put on my car the other day, actually decided to fray. As soon as I started to pull out of my neighborhood, I heard, kind of sound, and I knew exactly what it was because I had this happen on my Beetle one time. Well, my old Beetle, I had a 71 Super Beetle for a number of years, and yeah, it did that one time. Although the Beetle is much more forgiving if a belt goes off. At least you can still drive it for a short period of time, because the belt on the old Beetles, all it did was turn the oil, fan to cool off the oil. So my car, it's a little more complicated, but I don't think it would damage it. Anyway, I got that replaced, and that is not a fun job because the engine compartment is so small. It's like I scrape up my arms trying to reach down in there and actually arrange the belt around the pulleys. And not only that, but when you get it around the bottom two and you try to get it around that last one, the air conditioner one, you have to pull to the side just a little bit to get around it. So you pull it behind it. And of course it wants to pop off the other pulleys. It's like some kind of Chinese puzzle. I don't know. There's probably some trick to it. I don't know. Well, obviously I don't, because it was a much more difficult job than I planned. And this time I didn't have my dad here. I was doing it myself. It took me an hour and a half of my day to screw around with this. Anyway, it's done. I'm not letting that machine beat me. And I'm telling it. I'm putting it on notice. All right. So anyway, that's all squared away. I think the car's ready. It's going to be in good shape for Dragon Con. That's a 400-mile ride down to Atlanta. So, not too bad. I should be able to make it, no problem. Anyway, I did start planning out a little story that I told you I was going to work on. So I should have that maybe later this week or early next before the end of the Dog Days of Podcast. I'm not going to promise exactly which day, but I will give you a heads up before I do put it out there. I was able to do a little bit of creative stuff between all my honeydew list I had today and the car deciding to poo-poo on my day. Poo-poo. I hate that. I hate that word. What words do you hate? I hate made-up words like baby bump and poot. I'm trying to think of some other ones I had on my list. Baby bump sounds stupid. At least to me. I don't know. I have to come up with a good list. I've put some out on Twitter before. I don't remember what they were right now. Oh, yeah. The other thing that I did today was down under our porch, there's these wires that hang out a hole. When we built our house, the builder had these grand plans. He was going to put some speakers out there or something. Of course, he was a jerk and an idiot and didn't know how to manage his money. He folded a little early. So anyway, I had these speaker wires sticking out of this hole. Well, I finally got around to, we've been living here, 12 years? I finally got around to covering up the holes. I had to tuck the wires back up in there. One, my wife didn't understand why I wanted to, before I tucked the wires in there, I wanted to fix it where I could, with a string or something, I could easily pull them back out. So what I did was, because I kept thinking, maybe one day I want to use these wires and I don't want them just up in there and I can't just reach. There's a tiny hole. I can't just reach in there. So anyway, I taped them off to a string and put the string under a blank faceplate like you would see on the wall or something like that to cover this hole. Well, that was fine. That was on our screened-in porch. There was also the same kind of hole on our front porch. And inside that hole on the front porch, some hornets decided to make a house in there. So that's kind of what prompted all this. I was like, no, 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 I can't have some hornets in a little hole in my house. So I got up there and I sprayed some wasp killer up into the hole, and a few of them came out, and they would come out, walk a little bit on the wire and fall to the ground. And I got up there after a little while. I didn't see any. I got up there on the ladder and I started to wipe off the spray that I'd already, you know, it was on there, and put the blank up. Well, I know I look like an idiot, but I was doing my thing, and my wife said, "Oh, there's one." She didn't yell or anything. That's all she said. "Oh, there's one." And I jumped off that ladder because I didn't want to get stung. And the stupid thing just fell to the ground anyway. So, oh well, I got them fixed. Got the holes covered. What a pain. This little wasp will find any place to make a nest. And we've had this happen before. There's a couple of ceiling fans under our porch, and I'm probably not saying this right, but the little bell housing, the housing that mounts up against the ceiling itself, you know, the ceiling fan support kind of drops below it, or drops through it. Well, in there, we had them 1 year. It was terrible, and it was a pain to get out because I couldn't just go up there and start unscrewing everything and, you know, have them, you know, just start attacking me. We get stung. Who wants to get stung? Anyway, I bored you enough. It's after 6 minutes, 7 minutes, almost. Anyway, if you want to find out more about me, go to my website. I'm at spindle.com. That's spyndle.com. And you'll find links to my Twitter, Google+, all that stuff. I think you just click on the about me type thing on the site. We just recorded Technorama, so you can go over there and listen to us next day or so. Chuckchat.com/Technorama. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.